For those of you in the fellowship area and out in the lobby and all that, the bell has rung. We are, amazed at how the things that bind us together in Jesus Christ permeate the earth. And we have someone with us this morning, of course, that is really from the other side of the earth. And we're so grateful that Achilles is here today with us, and all the way from Mozambique, Nampula. And we're going to give him the microphone here for a little bit. And I don't know what he's going to say to us, but I'm sure it's going to be good. And we're just so grateful that he has joined us, and certainly feel free afterwards and to ask him questions, shake his hand, embrace him in the love of Christ. And again, we're so grateful. I'll have more to say about that. We'll also introduce him at the main service. But let me pray, and we'll ask Achilles to come up here and take charge. Father, we thank you for these kinds of days where we can meet like this and meet around your word and meet with dear ones in Jesus Christ. Thank you for Achilles, for bringing him safely all the way across the ocean and to us today. Father, strengthen him and bless him and encourage his heart. And may we do the same as we just rejoice in his family and in the birth of his little daughter. And we pray, Father, that you would help him in every way to be a man of God after your own heart in the place in which you have called him to serve. So we pray you'd bless this day and guide and direct everything that is said and done. And we ask in Jesus' name, amen. Achilles.
Good morning, church. It's a great and tremendous privilege to me to be here. It's my first time in America, and it's my first time out of Mozambique. And I'm glad to meet every one of you personally. I know that you have been praying for me and for my family for a long time. And my dad is very thankful to every one of you for your prayers. Before we get started, I would like to pray first so that God may help me to speak the right words and that you may understand me. My English is not that good. Okay, let's pray. Father in heaven, we come before you in Jesus Christ, acknowledging that you are a glorious one. You are the one who created life. We breathe, we walk, we talk, we do everything because you strengthen us. And I pray that you may be with me in these few minutes, so that I can speak what you want me to say for your own glory and for the encouragement of every one of us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, I would like to introduce myself. My name is Achilles. I'm the second son of Arnaldus. I hope you know him very well. My dad is the first national converted in the ministry of Charles Woodrow. My dad was working in the northern part of Mozambique before he was moved to Nampula when he met my mom. The region is called Cap Delgado and is a Muslim region. Do you understand when I say Muslim? Yeah, it's a Muslim region, and they have 4 children, 2 girls, 2 daughters, and 2 boys. I'm the second. And my dad was working there as a nurse, and he was moved to Nampula, and he took me and my old brother to Nampula. And in Nampula, he was working in Marer, where a local hospital, and he met Dr. Boudreaux. He was the first national converted from the ministry of Dr. Boudreaux. And I have my notes. I will try to read some. And my mom, she's still an unbeliever, and it's hard for us because dad and his 4 children both are believers, but my mom, she still is an unbeliever. So keep praying for her. She have strong influences from her family. My grandmother, she's still alive. My grandparent, he died when I was young. I didn't meet him. And my mom has strong influences from her family. And I think she's afraid of what they will do for her. So we must pray for her so that God may open her heart to understand the gospel and to know Christ. When my dad was converted, he always took us to church. And he teach us at home. We had family worship every day. And for me, when I was little, it was a nice way to get sleep. Yeah, my brother and I, we always fall asleep when dad taught us. And I grew up going to church, and I thought I was a Christian because I went to church every Sunday morning. I had friends like Kent, my best friend of childhood, and for a long time I thought, yeah, I'm a Christian because I go to church every Sunday morning. I spend time with my friends at church. But on my 60s or 70s, if I'm not wrong, I really understand what is the holiness of God, what is that I was in rebellion against this holy God. And before that, I did not have any understanding about what salvation truly is. I just went to church because I was afraid of my dad, because I loved to be with my friends in church. But God worked with me. He changed me, and I began to truly understand what I was, a sinner, and I didn't deserve anything but hell. And I thank God for people like Dr. Woodrow, who went to Mozambique, who left this country. He will be a very paid doctor here, have a good life here, but he left that and he went to Mozambique. In the time he went to Mozambique, it was a hard time, really hard times. When they worked in the hospital, so many times they were attacked, but he was a perseverant man, and I'm glad because I'm a fruit of his ministry. My dad calls him his parent in faith, his father in faith, and I call him my grandparent in faith. And and I'm glad God opened my eyes and my heart to truly understand the gospel. And when I was in, how can I say? Secondary school? How do you say that? On high school? Yeah, I had brothers who are not Christians, and as a young man, I tried to do what my friends did. I called myself Christian, but I need to try what they did, but somehow God was working in me and he changed my heart, and somehow I began to hate to be with those my old friends, and I loved to be with my Christian friends. I loved to read the Bible, to memorize verses, and it was not only because I wanted to be someone who knows the Bible, but because I loved reading the Bible and walking in God's path. Even when I come to believe in Christ, I have struggles with sin. And so many ways I failed. But God gave me a repentant heart to see that Jesus is the only way to salvation. I went to college on 2009 to study dentistry, and even in college, I have many troubles with sin because of the influences. My university is a secular one. And we have to fight against sin. And I finished my college on 2014. When I graduated from dentistry school. And like any other young man, my dream was get a job, gain some money, buy a house, get married, but things doesn't happen as I planned. God has other plans. He said, wait. He said, wait. And if you know, I think you know that our church, we for a long time, we didn't have women in church. Beside my sisters and Charles Woodrow's daughters. And we were concerned, who shall we marry? I was too. Who I shall marry? Because we don't have any girls in the church. But in 2011, God brought in our church a girl, and you can imagine all the boys were fighting, I need that girl, but when she came in the church, on the first Sunday, I wasn't there, and she heard about me when she was in Maputo, the capital of Mozambique. And when she came in the church, she looked after Achilles, but I wasn't there. And then the next Sunday, I came, and she was, who's Achilles? And someone introduced me to her, but she wasn't impressed with me. I'm talking about Sakina, my wife. She's a beautiful and a godly woman. I'm glad that God brought her from Maputo. She came to study in Nampula, and she tried to enter into the university I was formed, and she couldn't get in in 2011, and she couldn't get in 2013, and she couldn't get in 2014. 15. So she was about to leave to Maputo because her parents needed her, but God had a plan to me and to my wife, and she was my fiance, and she was doing a small course of English. She was studying English. And in last year we get married, and last April we welcomed our beautiful daughter, Ushana. I know that every one of you knows her because I saw yesterday when I get into the another room, I saw a picture of her, and I was so overwhelmed to see that you guys are so very kind and very warm. About the church, I'm going to talk about the church. Our church is growing and growing very, very nicely. We have about 20 members listed, and on Sunday mornings, we have about 30 people. In the last 2 months, we received 4 new young members, and in the last Sunday, before I came here, two young boys who were being discipled, they get baptized, and our church in Mozambique is one of the few churches who really preach the Bible, who really is close to the Bible, because a lot of churches in Mozambique, in Nampula especially, they preach prosperity gospel. and who is not, which is not the true gospel. And we were preparing for the 17th conference. I know you heard about the Faithful Conference in Nampula, and we are expecting to receive 300 pastors and church leaders this year, and we need a lot of prayers for this great ministry. It is a ministry which helps a lot of pastors in Nampula, and we have good churches, good pastors, because of the Faithful Conference. And we need more prayers. We need God to lead this ministry. So I came to San Antonio for two main reasons. I'm a dentist, and I came to the first reason I came is to visit, to assist some dentists, and to see how they work, and observe how dentistry is being doing in San Antonio, so that when I go back home, I can have a model to work. And I pray that you, I ask you to pray that God may use my skills, my abilities to His own glory, especially in dentistry, the area I was formed. And pray for my family, for Sakina and Ushana, back in Nampula. They greet you all. She sent me a message this morning asking what time I will be in the church and what time I will speak. And I will tell her about every one of you and how kind every one of you are, and about the table for Oceana. Thank you for everything. So I would like to share with you a text in the Bible very quickly. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17 through 18. Someone to read for me, please.
First Thessalonians 5:17. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
Thank you. So I want to begin asking a question. What sort of people are we ought to be in light of the truth that God sent His Son to die for us? What kind of people we shall be? In verse 18, we have the answer, which says, give thanks. We shall be grateful, thankful people. And I think being thankful in all circumstances, as this verse says, is a challenging truth. Give thanks in everything. Because sometimes we think, I will give thanks in good times, but not in bad times. I will give thanks when my plans go straight as I planned, but not when my plans fall down. But Paul is teaching us in this verse, give thanks in all circumstances. When things go well, when things go bad. When you have something to eat, when you don't have something to eat. Give thanks always. Why give thanks always? Because God loves us. God take care of us. And because God loves us, God take care of us, we can be people, in verse 17, who rejoice always. When I read the book of Philippians, and I saw that Paul was in prison when he wrote the letter, I say, how can a man in jail can rejoice? How? And he says that, rejoice always in whom? In the Lord. We rejoice not because we are wealthy. We rejoice not because we have enough things. We rejoice not because we have everything we need, every time we need. But our joy is based in our Lord Jesus Christ. Because He died for one of us. We didn't deserve the love of God. What we truly deserve was to be cast out. Hell. But God sent His only Son to what? To be a king here, to be crowned with good crowns, to be someone with fame. No. He came to be a man like one of us. He came to serve each one of us. And He came to die. Not die like, a good death, but on the cross. The worst kind of dying. The cross was reserved to the most terrible criminal. And Jesus died this kind of death in our place. So, because God loves us and take care of us, we shall be people who rejoice always and who pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing is not that you can do anything. You can go to work, you can do anything, just pray. That is not what the Bible says. But is a persistent praying. We shall pray persistently. And you can think that this is one of nice suggestions in the Bible. You can say, yeah, this is a good suggestion. Pray always. Be thankful always. No. This is the Bible says here, this is the will of God. Sometimes we want to know the will of God. Who shall I marry? What shall I do? Which job I shall choose. But here the Bible says, praying always, giving thanks always, is the will of God. I want to see some other verses associated with this. You can open Colossians chapter 2, verse 7. Someone to read for me, please. Overflowing. My Bible, the Bible I'm using, says abounding. It means we shall be full of thanksgiving. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. Read again.
Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving.
And you see in this verse that Paul connects praying with thanksgiving. He says, continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. We shall be people who come to God not only asking for things, but listing things that God has done for us. God wants us to be people who are grateful, who are thankful for what He done in our life. Verse 18. There is a phrase here which says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. I wonder why Paul didn't just say, give thanks in all circumstances. This is the will of God. He should stop there. But he says, in Christ Jesus. We have so many reasons to give thanks. We came here walking, breathing. We ate at home. We slept last night. We have this fellowship with one another. Those are things we must be thankful for. I'm able to speak in my English, and you are able to hear because of Christ. Think a little bit about all the aspects of your life, the creativity you have, the abilities you have. You think that those things just fall down. Jesus Christ is the reason. God is the source of everything. James chapter 1, verse 17 says, all good things comes from whom? From God. please someone to read? James chapter 1, verse 17. Every good deed, every good gift comes from above. But the point here in verse 18 is that our thankfulness is not based upon what we have or what we don't have. It's not based upon prosperity, healthy, possessions, good health, or any ability any one of us have. Our gratefulness is based in Jesus. We only have abilities to do anything or to wake up from bed to do anything, because Jesus Christ allows us, and we shall be thankful for that. And above all else, Jesus Christ came to save us. To save us from our sins, the judgment our sin deserve. He came to take our guilty. He came to save us from the power of sin, from the slavery of sin. How did he did that? Dying in our place. Why he did that? So that we may gain eternal life. So, these old truths should make us a grateful people. All these should make us grateful, thankful people. So I hope when you go home, you will look at every aspect of your life, the blessings God gave you, and you will be thankful. And we will be thankful for everything God gave us, especially the salvation in His name. Okay, thank you. Let me pray to finish. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you have done in the cross for us. We will not be thankful enough for you dying in our place. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for applying these truths in our hearts. Thank you, dear God, for your kindness, your love, your care. Even when things go bad in our life, you are in control. And help us to cling on you, to trust in you, and to follow you no matter what. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I simply... I simply want to pray especially for Achilles as we go into the fellowship area. I hope you can recognize, as I do, that how remarkable it is for this man that self-taught English, basically. He speaks it better than I do, and, that alone is amazing, and the whole issue of coming all this way, and this is, I'm sure, to some degree, Achilles would admit that coming from Mozambique to America is probably like undergoing shock treatment. It is quite a different society and quite a different world, and so we are really pleased that you're here, and we hope that you won't take back to Mozambique the bad things that are here, but that you'll take the love of Christ back to Mozambique with you. And that is the important thing. Let me pray for him and for his family and for our time later. Father, we're so grateful that you have your people. We're so grateful that you call individuals out of darkness into light. We're so grateful that Jesus Christ is our hope, the Son of God, the King of Kings, our Lord, and the one who was willing to come and sacrifice his own life in a terrible way, that we might have a relationship with you eternally. Father, help us to show that gratitude today in our heart. And we beseech you that you would bless Achilles in his time here in America, that you would bless him to learn dentistry and everything that he should learn to take back with him that would be helpful. We pray at the same time that you would protect him here, protect him from some evil things and evil ways, that those things would not be taken back. But, Father, that he might see the love of Christ and that he might benefit from the things that he will learn. We pray that you'd protect his wife and his precious little daughter. And Father, that most of all, that above all of these things, that the family may know thee, the family may walk with thee faithfully to thee and be useful to thee. We pray that you would bless Achilles and his family in that land, that they might be lights in Mozambique. And Father, that they would be used of you in that church, that the church might grow. And Father, that there would be a testimony and a witness that Jesus Christ is truly Lord and King. And we pray that you would bless him and care for him and his family and ask your mercy. And Father, we ask you to bless our time together in the worship service to follow. Oh Lord, be with us. We know that without you we can do nothing. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.